Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on Daf Nun Aleph Beis. We're going to pick up on the third wide line on Daf Nun Aleph Beis at Tana Rabbanan. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by Isaac Gallendauer, Li'ili Nishmas Avram Ben Yonatan Yehuda, Imri Gallendauer, Alav HaShalom, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. The first thing we're going to discuss, and really the bulk of the daf, is we're going to have a brisa that's going to make six different drashos from the pasuk about a bas kohen shezinsa, and then the Gemara is going to go through one by one, analyzing each of these drashos, what the chiddush of each drasha is, what the havamina of each drasha is. Then the Gemara is going to tell us an understanding of what Rabbi Eliezer means in the brisa when Rabbi Eliezer says es aviha bisreifa ves chameha biskila, somewhat of a cryptic phrase, es aviha bisreifa ves chameha biskila. So the Gemara is going to have four interpretations of what Rabbi Eliezer means when he says that. That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion, a brief discussion of the notion of hilchas al mashicha. Do we ever quote something halacha lemaisa when it is not at all relevant bismanenu, when it's only going to be relevant to be Mosa Mashiach? And then the Gemara is going to discuss, the last discussion of the daf is going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, whether a bas kohen nisua also gets sreifa, or that's only about a bas kohen arusa that gets sreifa. And we're going to go through how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael each darshan the psukim. So the entire daf is about a bas kohen shezinsa. So let's begin third wide line on daf nunam beis tan rabbanan. So again, we're going to have six drashos from the pasuk about a bas kohen shezinsa. Uvas ish kohen kisechel. The pasuk says, so we darshan as follows. Yachal afilu chilas Shabbos says kisechel. I might think that even if she's just mechal, not just, but even if she's mechal Shabbos, having nothing to do with who she's having znus with. So tamalomar liznos. That's why says Liznos, Bechilul and Shabbos Nos, that the type of Chilul we're talking about is not Chilul Shabbos, it's a Chilul that relates to Znos, so it has to be that she has Tash, which was someone, she has Biel, someone, Yachla, Filu Pnuya. I might think that even a Bas Kohen who is a single girl, who's not married, not an Arusa, not a Nesua, that she's also going to be Chayv Shreifa. If she has Tashma Shusamun Sunamar Khan, Aviyah, Vinamala Alon, Aviyah. It says over here by a Bas Kohen Shazinsa, Aviyah, and it says by Inara Marasa, Aviyah. So Mala Alon, Zinsam Zika Sabal, Avkan Znusam Zika Sabal. Just like when it talks about Inara Marasa, obviously, there's a husband in the picture. So we hear also by Bas Kohen Shezinsa, we're talking about where there's a husband in the picture where she's not a single girl. So that is the second din. Third din that we derive, Oeinu Omer Aviyah Ela Lahotzi Kalad, Lahotzi Es Kaladam. Maybe when it says the word Aviyah, the Brisa says, maybe he's coming to tell me that only if she's Mizana with her father, she gets a Sreifa. But if she's Mizana with anybody else, she sleeps with anybody else, maybe she would have the same din as a Yisraelis and she would not get Sreifa. Meaning the way the Brisa is suggesting we might have read the Pasuk is, Ubas ish kohen kisechel is nos es aviyah. Es aviyah means im aviyah. That when you have a bas ish kohen that has nos with her own father, then ba'ish tisareif, then she's going to get sreifa. So kishu omer hi mechalelas, when it goes on to say hi mechalelas havi kolad amamur. So that includes everybody in the parsha to be chayv sreifa, because hi mechalelas sounds like she's mechalel him and he's not the one that's mechalel her, and that's in the case where she's mezana with somebody else, because in that sense she's being mechalel her father. Hamani mekayim aviyah. So what do I do with the word aviyah in the pasuk if aviyah is not a reference to the person that she's sleeping with? So nemer kan aviyah v'nemer la'alan aviyah. Ma'la'alan znus im zika sabal. Avkan znus im zika sabal. We use it for this kezera shava to link up the parsha of a bas kohen shezinsa with the parsha of a naram rasa to tell me that it must be that she's married. And if she's not married, then she's not included in this din of sreifa of a bas kohen shezinsa. Now a fourth din that we derive from the Psukim. So once we learn Baskoin Shazinsa from Naru Marasa, well, then why don't we learn all the way? Imala Halon, Na'ara Vihi Arusa. So by Naru Marasa, that din only applies that she's going to get Skila if she's a Nara, that she has Shtei Saros, but she's not a Bogeres yet, and she's an Arusa. So Afkan, maybe Baskoin Shazinsa being Chayiv Shrefer should also be Nara Vihi Arusa. It should also be limited only to someone who's a Nara, and she's still an Arusa. So Nara Vihi Nesua, if she's a Nara, but she's already a Nesua. Or Bogeres Vihi Arusa, she's already Bogeres, but she's still an Arusa. Or Bogeres Vihi Nesua, for that matter, she's already Bogeres and already a Nesua. Vafilu Iskina, and even if she's a Zakena Minayin, how do I know that still she has a din of a Bas Kohen who's Chayiv Shrefa? Tamalomar Uvas Kohen. The extra Vav in Uvas Kohen Mikol Makom. That tells me that it doesn't matter whether she's an Arusa, whether she's an Asua, whether she's an Ara, whether she's a Bogaris, doesn't make a difference. A Baskoin Shazinsa is always going to get Srefa. Din number five in the Brisa, Bas Kohen, Sa Ein Li Ela Shenises LeKohen. I would only know that she's Chayiv Srefa if she's married to a Kohen, and therefore she was up until that point still eating Truma and still acting like a Kohen. Nisis the Levi Yisrael, but what if she was married to a Levi or Yisrael, where she was already disqualified from eating truma, or lo chavim, or maybe she married a guy Rachman al son, and she violated the Yisrael Sischatin Bamor lechalal. She married a chalal, someone who was the offspring of a kohen who married a grusha or a zona, and is therefore nischal from the kuhuna, or the mamzer, or she marries a mamzer, someone who's a mamzer nasin. She marries a nasin minayin. How do I know that she would still be included in the parsha of Bas Kohen Shazinsa, meaning she's a Bas Kohen. I don't care who her husband is. Even her husband is a guy, even if her husband is Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. She would be Chayiv Shrefa, Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Uvas Ish Kohen. The word Ish tells me that it's Davka, that Davka the Ish, which is her father, has to be a Kohen. But the Baal does not have to be a Kohen. She only has to be a Bas Ish Kohen, only the daughter of an Ish Kohen. Any other Ish, it doesn't matter who the Ish is. Afal pi she'ena Kohenes. And that's true, even if as a result of her marriage, she's no longer a Kohenes. Either, and there are two levels of that. Sometimes by a result of her marriage, she is permanently not a Kohenes. Like if she was Mechalel herself, she married a guy, she married a mamzer, something like that, where she's never going to be allowed to marry a Kohen again. And sometimes by virtue of her marriage, she's not permanently not a Kohenes. She married a Yisrael. There's nothing wrong with marrying Yisrael. And if her husband Yisrael dies, she'll be allowed to marry a Kohen. She'll be an Alman, she'll be allowed to marry a Kohen. Not only that, if her husband dies without having any children, she'll be able to go back to eating truma, mi beis avia. So that, but both of those are included in this drasha. But we're saying that regardless of all that, she's going to be chayiv shreifa. So the Bryce now explains the sixth din that we derive from this pasuk, the sixth and final din. So it says he mechalelas. It's avia he mechalelas. So we darshin. He b'sreifa ve'in boel b'sreifa. She's going to be chayiv sreifa, but the boel is not going to be chayiv sreifa. He b'sreifa ve'in zomeh b'sreifa. She's going to be chayiv sreifa, but the zomimin are not going to be chayiv sreifa. Meaning if Edom come and say that she was mezana at a certain time with a certain person, and then they become Edom zomimin because imanu yisem. So even though the original Edom were testifying to be mechayiv or sreifa, they themselves will only be chayiv chedek. They're not going to be chayiv sreifa. And then the Braisa concludes with this very cryptic line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esavia b'sreifa v'eschamia b'skila. That Esavia b'sreifa, but her father-in-law b'skila. So we have no idea what that line means, and the Gemara is going to get back to that, and we're going to have four different possibilities of what Rabbi Eliezer means when he says that. But first, we're going to go through one by one the six different dinim that this Braisa just enumerated for us. So Amar Mar, we had said at the beginning of the Braisa, Yachla filu chilla Shabbos, that I might have thought, had the Pasuk not taught me otherwise, that Bas Kohen Ki Seichel means even if she's Mechal Shabbos, she's going to be Chayiv Shreifa. So chilla Shabbos paskila hi. What do you mean? If she's Mechal Shabbos, anyone who's Mechal Shabbos, Chayiv Skila. So I would think of a Bas Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, she gets a lesser onesh than someone else is Mechal Shabbos. If it sounds like we're trying to say how Bas Kohen gets a more severe onesh. Tosfos Chachmei Anglia points out that it sounds from the Gemara that if it's not about Chil Shabbos, that it's only about Zinus, then we wouldn't have any kashas, right, that we're giving her sreifa instead of some other onesh. But l'chora, even if it's about znus, we should have a kasha. How could the Torah be more makel in an arusa kohenes to give her sreifa in arusa bas Yisrael, and our marasa gets skila? So why, when she's a kohenes, would she be downgraded from skila to sreifa? So al korchach, you can have to say we're following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that sreifa is more chomer than skila. And once you're following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that sreifa is more chomer than skila, then this kasha is not a kasha. Meaning the whole kasha the Gemara is asking is, how could it be chil Shabbos? Chil Shabbos normally gets skila. Why should she get downgraded to sreifa just because she's kohenes? Well, if you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that sreifa is more chomer, she's not downgraded. She's upgraded to sreifa. So you have to say that if it's only talking, the Tos Chachmei Anglia writes that if the pasuk we're only talking about znus, then it wouldn't be a kasha, because the pasuk might have been talking about a nesua that's mezana, that she gets sreifa, and in that sense she's more chomer than a bas yisrael nesua that's mezana, who would only get chenek. But if the pasuk is talking about chil shabbos, a bas yisrael that's mechal shabbos is dina beskila, so why would be more mekel on the bas kohen and give her sreifa? So again, so the Gemara is asking, what is the hava amina that if she's mechalelas as a shabbos, that she's going to get sreifa, which is a lesser onesh than anyone else's mechal Shabbos. So Rava Amani Rabbi Shimoni. Now the Havmin is we're similar to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Tamar Sreifa Chamura holds that Sreifa is more chamur than Skila. Salka Taita Chamina Ol Varachbun Varachman Bukani the Rabbi Bumitzvah Siseros Tidon B'Sreifa. I might have thought that since we're so machmir on Kohanim, we give them so many extra mitzvahs. Kohanim do the Avoda and they have to do Birkas Kohanim and they have to and they eat Truma and they have all sorts of dinim they have specifically for Kohanim. So I might think they get a more severe own for being Mechal Shabbos, and therefore they're going to get Sreifa, which according to Rabbi Shimon is a more severe Onesh. So Kamash Malan, that's why I need the word Liznos to tell me that no, Sreifa is only for a Bas Kohen Shazinsa, but anywhere a Bas Kohen or a Kohen who's Mechal Shabbos would not have such a din of Sreifa. They'd have the same din as everybody else. So says Mar, still, how could you have thought that, meaning we're still questioning the Havmina, how could you have thought that a Bas Kohen Shazinsa, because of all the extra mitzvahs that Kohanim have, would get Sreifa rather than Skila, but a regular Kohen, Bas Kohen, it's Mechal Shabbos, would get a more severe punishment, and a regular Kohen, a male Kohen, it's Mechal Shabbos, you would think wouldn't get that more severe punishment. Why is she any different than him? Meaning, what's the Svara to be more Machmir by female Kohanim than by male Kohanim? So again, how could we assume that there's room to say that a Bas Kohen is more chomer than a Bas Yisrael, in that if she's Mechal Shabbos, she's Chayiv Sreifa, a Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, is Chayiv Skila. So why would it be more machmir by the female than by the male? So says Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina, Iu Dishtari Le Shabbos Legabe Avoda. I might have thought that we could be more makel on a male Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, because anyway, Shabbos by a male Kohen is not as much of a Shabbos, because he does Avodah Sakarbanos, which involves a great deal of Chilul Shabbos. So since we're Mekel and Shabbos for him anyway, so maybe he stays with just Skila for regular Chilul Shabbos. But he Kivan de lo Ishtaria Shabbos Lagaba, she who has no exceptions to her Shabbos, she has to keep Shabbos to the end, Se'ematidun B'Sefa. I might think that her Chilul Shabbos is a greater Chilul Shabbos. So Kamash Malan, that's why it has to tell me otherwise, that even a Bas Kohen that is Mechal Shabbos is still going to get Skila. She's not going to get a more severe punishment of Sreifa. Rabbeinu Yonah raises the question that from the Parsha of Zona itself, meaning what was Gemara asking? Why would I think to be more Machmir in a Keva than I would on a Zachar? Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you mean? You see by the Parsha of Znus itself that we're more Machmir in the Keva than we are in the Zachar, because a Kohen that's Mezana with an Arusa or a Nesua does not get Sreifa. He gets chenek, or if he's mezana with the nesua, if he's mezana with the nesua, he gets chenek. If he gets mezana with an arusa, he gets skila. But a bas kohen shezinsa, whether it's an arusa or whether it's a nesua, she gets sreifa. So anyway, meaning forget about the chol Shabbos, even with what the pasuk is actually talking about when it's talking about znos, it anyway is being more machmir on the girl than it is on the guy. So, Frankly, Rabbeinu Yonah, why is the Gemara so incredulous? How could you possibly say that we're talking about Chil Shabbos? It doesn't make sense that we're going to be more machmir on the girl for Chil Shabbos than we will be on the guy for Chil Shabbos. Why doesn't that make sense? We're more machmir on the girl for Znus than we're machmir on the guy for Znus, meaning Klapei HaEmes, Aliba Da'emes.
which we assume this pasuk is talking about zanus, we actually are more machmir on the girl than we are on the guy. She gets strefa, he doesn't get strefa. So Ben Yonah suggests that no, by zanus it makes sense that we're going to be more machmir on the girl. By Shabbos it doesn't make any sense, because by zanus, the reason we're more machmir is because there are two reasons to be machmir on her. Number one, she has kedushas kahuna that she's being mechalal, and number two, she's asserting herself for kohanim in the future, as opposed to a kohen who's mezana, even though he's totally disrespecting his kedushas kahuna, but you don't have that second side. You don't have the fact that he's then going to be possible to marry. You don't have a din of a kohen making himself a halal through a forbidden marriage. That doesn't happen. Only a kohenes becomes a halala through a forbidden marriage. So that's why the Gemara says that it just doesn't make sense on a Shabbos perspective to distinguish between a male and a female. But from a Znus perspective, the Gemara never had a problem with that. So now the Gemara says goes to explain the second din that the Braisa said. Yachala filu penuya. We said, had we not had a Gzeira Shava, I would have assumed that a penuya that's a bas kohen that has bia should also be chayv srefa. What do you mean? Haliznos ksiv. It says liznos. Liznos means znos. Znos doesn't mean pnuya. Znos means that there's some husband that she's rebelling against. Rashi points out the Paskin Oshea says, Al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim ki zanisa me'al elokecha. Zanisa me'al elokecha means it has to be from somebody. If it's not from somebody, then it's not znos. So how can you assume that znus means that she was a single girl? So the answer is the Gemara, Kid Rabbi Elazar, Da Amar, Rabbi Elazar holds in Mesechus Yevamos, Panoy Abala Panoya, Shalala Shemishos, Asa Zona, that there is a halacha criteria, there is a halacha category called the Zona. Zona does not mean the way people use the term in modern Hebrew. It has nothing to do with what a person does for a profession or whatever. Right? Zona is a very specific halacha category. So if a girl had ever been intimate with a nachri, she is a zona. If she had ever, if she's a giores, she's a zona. She has halachic status of a zona, even though giores did nothing wrong. She never did an aver in her entire, right? But she nevertheless has the halachic status of a zona. So Rabbi Elazar's chiddush is that even if just a single girl was intimate with a single guy, that also makes her a zona. And therefore the term znus is an appropriate term to use to describe a pniyah, and that is the hava amina, that she should be chayv strefa as well. So now the Gemara explains the third din that we have in the Braisa. Oeinu omer avia ela lahotzias kol adam. Then maybe avia is telling me that she's only chayv strefa if she actually has tashmish with her own father. But if she's with anybody else, then maybe she's not chayv strefa. So ask the Gemara, how could you have possibly assumed that if she's mezana with anybody else, there's no strefa? Elamai nihu. What's the case where she's going to be chayv strefa? She's inzame avia, that she has nus with her father. Mayir bas kohen, afil bas yisrael nami. Well, then why is this chiddush only about a bas kohen? A bas yisrael who's mezana with her father also gets Shreifa. Dam Rava, Amali Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi said that if a girl is mezana with her own father, she's chayiv shreifa. How do I know? Asya, heina, heina. We have a gezeirah shava from the words heina. When someone is mezana with his granddaughter, it says, ervas bas bincha u bas bincha lo segale ervasan, ki ervascha heina. So with the granddaughter, it says, heina. And by bas ishto, where it's not his own daughter, a stepdaughter, it says, ervas isho bitalos galeas bas benoves bas bitalo tikach vigalos ervasos she'era heina zimahi. So we dash in Zereshav of heina heina, that just like by bas ishto, we equate bita with bas bita, her daughter with her granddaughter, so too when it comes to his own daughter, we equate his own granddaughter with his daughter. And once we have that Zereshav, Asya Zima Zima, we have an additional Gzera Shava of Zima Zima, that Yerchayv Srefa, that by Bas Ishto it says, She'era Heina Zima Hi, and by marrying a girl and her mother, it says, V'isha She'ikach Has Isha Ve'es Ima Zima Hi, and then it says, be'esh yisrfu also v'ashad, that you're going to be chayiv sreifa. So just like by isha v'ima, the halach is your chayiv sreifa, so too when one is mezana with bas ishto, with his stepdaughter or his step-granddaughter, he's going to be chayiv sreifa. And we then utilize the gzer shava of heina heina, that someone who's mezana with his own daughter or granddaughter is going to be chayiv sreifa. Bottom line is, anyone who has bia with their own daughter is going to be chayiv sreifa anyway. So how could there be a hava amina that only if the bas kohen is mezana with her father, she's going to be chayiv sreifa? Anyone who's mezana with their father is going to be chayiv sreifa. That wouldn't be a special din by a bas kohen. So says Mar Itzrich, I still need the pasuk of himachalelas to tell me that we're talking about a bas kohen who's mezana with anybody. Because salkadai dechamina, I might have thought that krala fukimid rava, that the word avia in the pasuk is coming to tell me against the shita of rava, and to say that only a kohen who's ba'al bito is going to be chayiv sreifa, but not when a yisrael is ba'al bito. Meaning, I might have thought that's kufa what this pasuk is telling me, that it's only a kohen that's ba'al bito is chayiv sreifa, but yisrael ba'al bito is not chayiv sreifa. Midigal rachman bas kohen, because why else would the Torah tell it to me specifically by bas kohen v'lo bas yisrael and not by bas yisrael? So kamashulan, that's why I need him mechalelas to tell me that no. When a bas kohen is mezana with anybody, she's chayiv sreifa, and therefore it's still possible to assume that anybody else, a yisrael or anyone else who's mezana with their own daughter, is going to be chayiv sreifa. That the father and the daughter are both going to be chayiv sreifa. Now we move on to din number 5 in the brisa. Bas kohen in the el shenisas the kohen nisas levi yisrael levi chavim lechol. So we had said in the Brisa that it doesn't matter who she was married to. If she's a daughter of a Kohen, it doesn't matter who she was married to when she had this Znus. She's still going to be Chayiv Sreifa. So says Mara, how could I have had a Hava Amina that a Bas Kohen who's married to anybody else is not included in the parsha of Bas Kohen? Why, Mishum Dinsvalu Lahani Lav Bas Kohen? Why, do you think because she's married to these guys, she's no longer a Bas Kohen? Midi Kohenes the Kohen Ksiv? Does the pasuk say that she has to be a Kohenes married to a Kohen? It says, Ubas Ish Kohen. That she's going to be forever. You can never change who your father is. She's always going to be the daughter of a Kohen. So what difference does it make who she's married to? What's the Hava Mina that it should make a difference? So Salkadai Techamina, I might have thought Kisecha Liznos Amarachmana, that the Torah relates it to Znos, and Hani Milechatka Mitchala Hashta, that means that right now she's becoming Mischalelas through this Znos, but prior to that she was still, her Kuhuna was still fully intact, and only then is she Chayiv Sreifa, when this Znos ruins her Kuhuna. Avalha, but if she was already married to Yisrael or a Mamza or a Nasan or whatever, given the Kamischa v'kaimim Meyakara, she her kuna was already ruined a little bit. The Amar Mar, because after all, we know that Uvas Kohen Kisiel the Ishzar, given Shnivel al Pasla. If she ever has Bia with a Mamza or a Nasan, anyone who's Asulava Bakal, she's Pasla Kuna forever. She's never going to be allowed to eat Truma. Not only that, Lelevi Yisrael Nami, Veshavel Besavia Kunura, Machal de Chies Gabe Lo Achla. Even if she's just married to a regular good Jew where she did nothing wrong, but still, so she's only going to be allowed to eat truma if she gets divorced from her husband or her husband dies and she has no children from him. But up until that point, she's not allowed to eat truma. And therefore, you see that her kuhuna is pagum already just by virtue of her being married to someone who's not a kohen. So I might think, since she's not really a kohenes, so long as she's married to someone who's not a kohen, maybe she should not be chayiv sreifa for the znos. Kamash malan. That's why we need to be taught this chiddush that she's going to be chayiv sreifa for this znos. So says Gemara, and by the way, that's who delok Rabbi Meir. That assumes against Rabbi Meir. Titanan, because we have Mishnah as follows. Bas kohen shenisis, meaning this din, that a bas kohen that's married to a nasan, a mamzer, still is considered a bas kohen, and is still going to be chayiv sreifa like a bas kohen, that's against Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, if by virtue of her marriage she was already mechalel herself, she no longer gets sreifa like a bas kohen. Meaning it's, in a certain sense, ironically, it's a kula for her. because she was mechallel herself, we no longer hold her to the high standard that we would hold the Bas Kohen. Where do we see such a Rabbi Meir? It's a Mishnah Maseches Trumos. Bas Kohen shenises Yisrael. If you have a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, va'achla truma, and she eats truma while she's married to Yisrael, b'shogeg she eats truma, mishalemes as a Karen, she's got to pay back the value of the truma because she, it's not monetarily, it's not hers, it doesn't belong to her. Ve'enu mishalemes as chomesh, but she doesn't have to pay the penalty of chomesh that a zar who eats truma normally has to pay. Because she's not a zar, she's a bas kohen. Umisasa b'sreifa. And if she were mezana, she'd be chayv sreifa, because she's bas kohen. Nisei slachim n'apsulin. But what if she was married to a chalal anasin amamzer? So then, mishalem is keren b'chomesh. Then she's going to pay keren and the chomesh penalty, like a zar, like a non-kohen who eats truma, and misasa b'chanek. And she's not going to be treated like a bas kohen anymore. She's not going to get sreifa. It's going to be misasa b'chanek, div Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds that once she's mezana, once she's not mezana, once she's married to someone who is pasula, she's nivala l'pasula, she's married to someone who's pasula, she loses her kuhuna status entirely, bein l'gabi achilas truma, bein l'gabi l'chiv sreifa v'bas kohen. And the Chacham say, no, even if she's married to an apostle person, she's always a Bas Kohen. There's no way she could change that about her life. She's always going to be a Bas Kohen. And therefore, with all the halachas that come along with that, both about the penalty for eating truma, or the lack of penalty for eating truma, as well as the greater onesh of Sreifa for being Mizana. Okay, then the last line of the Braisa was this very cryptic line of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Saviyah B'Sreifa, what does that mean exactly? If you want to tell me esavia meavia veeschameha mechamiha, so my iria baskoin, I feel basol nami pito besrefa kolasa beskila. If you want to tell me that if she sleeps with her own father, she's going to get srefa, and if she sleeps with her father in law, she's going to get skila, that has nothing to do with the baskoin. Anyone who sleeps with their own father, the halacha is that Yechayiv Sreifa, and anyone who sleeps with their own daughter-in-law, father-in-law, daughter-in-law, the halacha is that there's a Chiyuv Skila. So that has nothing to do with the Bas Kohen. Ella Esavia Birashus Avia. Esavia means that she's still in Arusa, she's still Birashus Avia, then she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa, the Eschameha. And when it says Eschameha Birashus Chamia, it means when she's in the Rashus of her father-in-law, means she's already a Nesua. So, but yeah, is that what it means? That when she's in Arusa, she's Chayiv Sreifa, when she's in Nesua, she's going to be Chayiv Skila? Well, Keman, which Shita in Tanoim does that align with? That in Arusa is Chayiv Sreifa, in Nesua, Bas Kohen is Chayiv Skila? Rabbanan, if we're assuming like the Shita of the Rabbanan that Skila is more chamur than Sreifa, Hamri Nesuya, so the Sreifa below Arusa. The Rabbanan say the opposite, that a Nesua gets Sreifa and Arusa gets Skila, because Arusa is worse than Nesua. And Ikra Rabbi Shimon, and if you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that Sreifa is more chamur, Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon himself says, Achsurusa Vachs Nesua b'Sreifa, that you get Sreifa whether you're an Arusa or an Nesua. So there's no distinction whatsoever between the onesh of an Arusa and a Nesua. And Ikra Rabbi Shmuel, and if you want to assume like Rabbi Shmuel that the parsha of Bas Kohen is talking about an Arusa and not about an Nesua, granted he holds that an Arusa is going to get Sreifa, but Amar Arusa Yatsa Sreifa Velo Nesua. He says an Arusa gets a different Onesh, and that is Sreifa, but a Nesua gets the same Onesh as anybody else who's a Nesua. And she doesn't have a special din just because she's a Bas Kohen, and therefore Eschamia Cheneku. It would have been Chenek, it wouldn't be Skila. So if that's what Rabbi Eliezer means, it doesn't align with any of the known Shittos in Tanaim. So what on earth does Rabbi Eliezer mean when he says, Eschamia, Hasaviyah b'sreifa v'eschamiyah b'skila? So says Gemara, four possibilities. Number one, Shalach Rabbi Mishmed Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Kach Yatzah Shal Mishnah. Here's how to read the Mishnah. Liolam K'Rabbanan. We're assuming like the Rabbanan, that a Bas Kohen that's Nesua gets Sreifa, and if she's an Arusa, she gets Skila. It's the opposite of what Rabbi Eliezer said. No, v'hachi kamar. Here's how to touch up what Rabbi Eliezer meant. When he said Esaviyah, he meant Kol Shul Lemata Mimisa Saviyah. Anyone whose Onesh is a more Kal Onesh from the Chi of Misa that it says about a father-daughter relationship, which is Sreifa, Umayniu, and who's that? That's a Nesua Bas Yisrael. Dilu Nesua Bas Yisrael, because Bechanek, because a Nesua Bas Yisrael, who's Mizana, normally gets Chanek, and Chanek is for sure more Kal than Srefa. So Hacha, over here by Bas Kohen, that's Mizana, the Torah is going to be more Machmir, and say Kemisa Savia Bisrefa. She's going to be Misa Savia Bisrefa. She's going to get the same Onesh as it would be with Misa Savia, with sleeping with her own father, which would be Srefa. And Kol She Lemala Misa Savia, anyone whose Onesh is going to be more Chamur than the onesh one gets for sleeping with their own father. Umayniu, who has an onesh that's more chamur than Srefa? That's Arusa Bas Yisrael. That's a Narum Rasa, gets Skila. So Dilu Arusa Bas Yisrael Bialma Beskila. Narum Rasa normally gets Skila. So Hacha, if it's not just an Arusa Bas Yisrael, it's a Kohen, it's a Bas Kohen that's an Arusa, then Bemisas Chamiya Beskila. Then she's going to get the din of Skila. That's what Rabbi Eliezer meant to say. That a Bas Kohen Nesua that's Mizana gets Srefa, a Bas Kohen Arusa that's Mizana gets Skila. It's exactly like the Sheet of the Rabbanan. It just sounds like it's the opposite, but if you twist around the words enough, it's exactly the Sheet of the Rabbanan. So says Gemara, yeah, but I don't like twisting around words. Maskav Rabbi Yom, midi lemaila lemata katani. It doesn't say, Rabbi Lezer never said the word lemaila lemata. He never made these equations, these comparisons. He just said it straight up, esavia, eschameha, and you're adding all these words, more chamer, less chamer, so you're making stuff up. So Ella am Rabbi Yom, a second interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer. Liolam k'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Lezer really holds like Rabbi Yishmael, that an Arusa Bas Kohen is Chayiv Srefa, and an Nesua Bas Kohen, not Chayiv Skila, is Chayiv Chenek. Aye, but didn't he say that that Eschamea Beskila? Vachikamer Esavia means Birashus Avia, when she's an Arusa Besrefa. That part we have no problem with. That when she's an Arusa, she's Chayiv Srefa. The Eschamea, and what did he mean when he says Eschamea? Mechamia Biskila, if she sleeps with her own father-in-law, not when she's a Nesua. Mechamia doesn't mean when she's a Nesua. Eschamia doesn't mean when she's a Nesua. It means if she sleeps with Chamia, then it's going to be Chayiv Skila. But Kol Adam Chenek, but in Chinam, if she's Mezana with anybody else while she's in Nesua, she's going to be Chayiv Chenek. So Amarava, well, then it's just inconsistent. Maishna, O EDVED Mamish, O EDVED Rishos. When Rabbi Eliezer says es aviha and es chameha, how could it be that one of them means when she's in the reshus of, and the other es means when she sleeps with? Either they both mean when in the reshus of, or they both mean when she sleeps with. So it doesn't make any sense. So now a third possibility of how to understand Rabbi Eliezer. Elo amar Rava, Rava says, the olam k'Rabbi Shimon. Really, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that Srefa is more chamer than skila. And therefore, an Arusa Bas Kohen that's Mizana is Chayiv Srefa. We said that if that's the case, then the Nesua should be Chayiv Srefa as well, because of Rabbi Lazar Nesua Ka Arusa, and Rabbi Lazar holds that a Nesua Bas Kohen has the same din as an Arusa Bas Kohen. Ma Arusa Chad Darga Maskinanla. The Torah is machmir and are more than an Arusa Bas Yisrael by one level. We bump her up one level. Miskila the Srefa. I mean, if you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that Srefa is more chamer than Skila, and we know that a regular Naram Murasa gets Skila, and a Bas Kohen Murasa gets Srefa, so she's bumped up one level. Saf Nesua. What is a regular Yisrael girl who's a Nesua, who's Mizana gets? She normally gets Chenek. So Chadarga Maskinanla. So we'll elevate this one level. Mechenek Leskila. So a Bas Kohen who's a Nesua is going to be elevated from Chenek to Skila. So the Gemara rejects this as well. But Rabbi Shimon holds both a Nesua and an Arusa get Srefa. So it doesn't align with Rabbi Shimon. You can't say Liolam k'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Beferush that you get Srefa whether you're an Arusa or a Nesua. Not that you're Nachas Chadarga, that you go up one Madrega. Ella Amar Ravina. Ravina is a fourth and final interpretation. Liolam k'Rabbanan. Let's go back to the Shita like the Rabbanan, that Skila is more chamer than Srefa. We said that an Arusa is Beskila, and Nesua is Besrefa. Say Epoch, you have to switch around to the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. In Echrami, we got it backwards. Esavia Beskila, Veschamiha Besrefa. The Haiduka Amar, Esavia, the fact that it says Esavia Veschamiha, and didn't just say Arusa and Nesua, Sircha Bialmanakat. That was just using the same Lashon of the Tana at the beginning of the Brisa. That was using Lashon of the Pasuk of Esavia Himechalelas. So that's why we use those terms, meaning we could have solved a lot of problems by just using the terms Arusa and Nesua, and we wouldn't have been so confused. And Rabbi Lezer is a Tana, he's not a Pasuk, so he could have said it however he wanted to say it. Why did he have to say it in such a strange way? Esavia, Eschamia. Well, he was using the lashon of the previous Tana, which was darshaning the pasuk. So that's why he started off on this confusing path. But at the end of the day, what we're saying is that we're really assuming like the Rabbi Elazar is assuming like the Rabbanan, and we basically just got him backwards. We have to flip around the shita. So skila is more chamer than sreifa, and therefore when she's in arusa, baskoin arusa, she's going to get skila. When she's baskoin nesua, she's going to get sreifa. So Amrav Nachman. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, Amrav Halacha Kedushalach Rav in Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. We paskin what Ravin sent in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, which was that Rabbi Lazar holds like the Rabbanan that an Asua Bas Kohen gets Sreifa and Arusa Bas Kohen gets Skila. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Hilchsel Mashicha, who cares what the Halacha is? We don't give Dalam Mises Pesin anyway, so what difference does it make for us? It's only going to be Nogaya once Mashiach comes. Amle Abaye, Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? You think we're not going to paskin anything that relates to halachas when Mashiach comes? Elameat, shchitas kachim. If that were the case, the shchitas kachim that you have in Maseches Vachim that discusses the dinim of karbanos. We don't bring karbanos nowadays. Listen, you want to just cut out, you know, daf yomi siyum will be like very, very soon if we cut out all of Seder kachim, right? You're not going to have to learn any of that because the whole thing is hilchos and Mashiach. Ella drosh v'kabel schar. No, we learn kachim because drosh v'kabel schar. So achanami drosh v'kabel schar. Over here also going to say drosh v'kabel schar, that it's worthwhile learning it and paskening it to be mekabel schar. The Rush writes that it's dafka by explaining psukim in the Torah where you say drosh v'kabel schar, even though it's not nogei la halacha, because obviously you need to learn chumash. You need to be able to retouch up all of the psukim. Nevertheless, they point out that it's a greater drosh v'kabel schar when it comes to kachim, because by kachim it's not just drosh v'kabel schar to touch up the psukim, but it's ki'ilu hikriv. When it comes to learning kachim, it's as if you're bringing the karbanos. That's a special din by kachim. So achikami. No, what they were asking was hilchos halamli. Why does Rav have to say that we paskin like Ravin? Ravin's explanation of Rabbi Elazar sugi d'shmeita halacha kamar. Is this? Are we really discussing what the halacha is over here? Meaning both Ravina and Ravin hold that Rabbi Eliezer follows the sheet of the Rabbanan, that an arus is beskila and a su is besreifa. Their machlokas was, how do you touch up his words? How do you explain what he... So they're only arguing in semantics. So you don't paskin a halacha kid this way of reading those words, if at the end of the day they're both saying la halacha, they're both saying the same thing anyway. My Rabbi Yishmael, where do we have the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael that we had mentioned before? Rabbi Yishmael holds, we had said before that Rabbi Yishmael holds in Arusa Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, but not in the Suah Bas Kohen. So the Tanya comes up in the following Brisa. Basish Kohen Kisecha Liznos, Benaravi Arusa Kos Medaber. We're talking about a Naramurasa, Atom Benaravi Arusa, Enuela Filu Nesua. Maybe it should be even for Nesua, Tabalomar, Vish Asher Yinafes, Eshus Rei, Mosi Masa Noifa Noefes. So I call all women, Kohanas, Israelis, Arusa, Nesua, Hayu B'chala Noiv and Oefes, are included in the general description, the category of Noiv and Oefes. Hotzi Akosov Bas Yisrael B'skila, and yet the Torah tells us that a Bas Yisrael doesn't get Chenek, she gets Skila. Naru Marasa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, and Ubas Kohen B'Sreifa. And the Torah tells us that a Bas Kohen is not going to get Chenek, is going to get Sreifa. So you have this general statement that a Noif and Noefes, adulterers, get Chenek. But then we're told that a Bas Yisrael sometimes is going to get Skila, and a Bas Kohen sometimes is going to get Sreifa. So it comes along Rabbi Shmuel and he says, Mak shosi akosav is Bas Yisrael l'skila arusav l'nasua, av shosi akosav Bas Kohen l'sreifa arusav l'nasua. Just like the Bas Yisrael who gets Skila is a Nara Hamu'urasa, it's only Arusa, so to the Bas Kohen that gets Sreifa is only Arusa. Zomeho u'boala b'chlal v'asizim l'kash zamam. The Brisa then said that the her Edom Zomim and her Boel are included in Vasisim Lokasha Zamam. So, were Boel, my Kasha Zamika, what do you mean, her Boel? Boel was not an Edom Zomim. El Zomel Bechal Nisas Boel. No, what I meant to say is the Edom Zomim about a Bas Kohen Shazinsa would get the Misa of the Boel, not the Misa of the girl. Mishim Shnemar Vasisim Lokasha Zam Lasos Lachiv, Velola Achoso. Div Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. And now Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says that I disagree with Rabbi Yishmael. Achas Arusa v'achas Nesuya Sreifa. This din of a Bas Kohen getting Sreifa is even if she's a Nesua, not only about an Arusa. Yachla filu Pnuya, you might think that even a Pnuya, even a single girl, Nemar Kan Aviyah v'Nemar Lalan Aviyah. It says Aviyah by a bas kohen that's mizana, and by a bas yisrael that's mizana, arusa that's mizana. So malalon znusim zika sabal, afkan znusim zika sabal. So it teaches me that the only time she's going to get sreifa is at least she has to have a husband to get sreifa, but it doesn't matter whether she's an arusa or an asua. So amalor Rabbi Shmuel says Rabbi Akiva, imala halon naravi arusa, afkan naravi arusa. How do you know where to stop the limud? Meaning, if you're learning the din of a bas kohen besreifa from a naru marasa, how come you only take it halfway? You say, oh, it must be that she has a husband. Maybe it must also be that she be a Nara and a Murasa. From the fact that it says the extra word, the extra letter Vav, Ubas, so that's how I darshin. So Amalo, Rabbi Shmuel says, Chmineshah Dorish Basu Bas, Notzi Zol the Sreifa, because you darshin Basu Bas, a Nesua is not going to get Chenek, it's going to get Sreifa, in Mashmalavias and Nesua, once you're going to include a Nesua, Heviyas a Penuya, you might as well include a Penuya, in Mashmalahotzias a Penuya, and if you're not going to include a Penuya, Hotzias a Nesua, you might as well not include a Nesua. Rabbi Akiva, Ahani Gezer Shava Lamute Pnuya, Ahani Basu Bas, Rabbi says in the Sui. He says, I have competing drushos. I have Gezer Shava to tell me that a Pnuya is not included in Sreifa, and I have Basu Bas tell me that a Nesua is included in Sreifa. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Mitkamerle Basu Bas, Shvamina Hadabe Gezer Shava. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, competing drushos means that one overpowers the other, that Basu Bas overpowers the Gezer Shava. And that was his response to Rabbi Akiva. So Bezram, tomorrow we'll continue in this discussion between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Everyone have a wonderful day.